What's good? Welcome back to the Pop Off Podcast, a conversation show about drafting from MGK, the artist formerly known as Machine Gun Kelly, the artist who was formerly a rapper and is now a pop punk sensation. I'm Ralph Compiano. I'm your host. I'm joined as always by my co-host, Mike Cerrone. Cerrone, you've been waiting on this for a while, buddy. It's finally here. It's your time to shine, man. Go ahead. Talk your shit.
Oh, I don't know what to say, man. I can't wipe the smile off my face. Dude, I'm here with my three best friends, and we're about to talk about my favorite person in the universe behind Billy Joel and maybe Lamar Jackson for a whole 2 fucking hours, however long this goes. But
yeah,
this is my favorite artist of all time. I know this guy inside out. That sounds pretty weird. But yeah, dude, this is like, this is the best possible scenario. We got you, Connor, Tara. Super fans. I feel like I kind of made them super fans a little bit, but
you forced it onto them like you do everybody else. Yeah.
Fucking yeah, dude. I've been like 11, 12 years. So, yeah, I'm fired up. I can't wait to just talk about this dude for a couple hours.
Can I just say this podcast has like consumed my mind for the past 3 days. It's simply all I've thought about. This is like the peak of my career.
Tara's prepared.
You not take this shit serious. Like, you've been, like, thinking about it. You've been, like, making boards, mock drafts, the whole thing.
The shit that I've done.
I can't wait.
What about you, Connor? It's changed my mind.
Well, you know, I'd say my music taste, I have a very wide variety in music taste. You know, we got Drake and you got Wayne, all these guys. But, you know, MGK's got bangers on bangers on bangers. And I'm ready to rock and roll. I got my list ready to go. I've been rough drafting, maybe not as much as Tara, because she's been taking it pretty seriously for the last 3 days. But
oh, I've been taking drives, going on the treadmill to feel it out that way.
Did you re-listen to all his like old stuff, like just starting from the beginning?
I just like, I was in between so many songs for categories that like I would have to take it to the car. I would have to take it to the treadmill. To like really
you gotta feel it out.
I had to feel it out.
I know a lot of
That's always the most interesting way that people prepare for it, though.
Like, categories.
Yeah, I mean, he's really versatile. Like, the categories are kind of loose this time around because he's made like such a stark shift in his music, in his sound. And not to say that he isn't versatile, because he obviously is. He went from a fucking rapper to somebody who like worships Sublime. So I think that's fascinating. But like, Mike, what was your preparation for this like? Like, did you dive through the albums? Because when I've done artists in the past, I go through front to back the whole fucking thing. And I tried to do that with him. I did a couple of albums, but then some of his older stuff, I just kind of bounced around with my familiarities. What was your preparation like? Tara said she was on the treadmill, driving in the whip. Were you just, you know, talking to 15-year-old chicks with it in your head?
Oh, boy. No, I mean, dude, I know this guy so well. This is all kind of like, I just wrote this down like 30 minutes before. I already knew everything that I was going to pick and talk about. I keep him on rotation like 24/7, like all the time I'm listening to him. So I went back. I didn't want to miss any, like good ones. So I went back. I mean, I'm always playing his old stuff. Like not like really old, like Lace Up and General Admission, but like Bloom, all those albums. Like I dabbled today, like back and forth, but like all my favorite stuff from him is just mainstream sellout, Tickets to My Downfall. So it's really going to be from those two albums. And then I got a couple little surprises. And then, like, we have been – me, Tara, and Connor have been to, like, 3 or 4 MGK concerts together, which I guess we'll talk about. But, like, yeah, the wild cards and the moments, like –
I'm so excited to get into those.
Yeah, there's nothing more than I – like, if I could be in one spot, if I could relive, like, any moment, it'd be fucking – just give me as many MGK concerts as possible. Just make sure you sell out, Tickets to My Downfall, just faded, having a blast, singing – every single word to every single song, like, yeah, dude, I got this.
So he brings like the charisma when he's performing. He's like all about it. Like he's one of those guys where when you see him in person, you're like, I feel vindicated and justified for my fandom because he just makes it that much better. Because I remember when I saw Travis Scott for the first time, I was like, oh fuck, I was totally right. Like this guy's the hip hop messiah. Like he just gives you a whole other level of adrenaline. What's an MGK show like? Because I have a buddy who in high school had been to two concerts in his life, and they were both MGK concerts. And now this is like Wild Boy MGK. This is like Lace Up MGK. This is before the Pac Pump like kind of era. That's like, it has to be a totally different show now, right? Like, is he like playing guitar? Does he have a band with him? Is the light show going crazy? Or is he like making out with chicks in the audience? What's his vibe like in while he's performing?
Do you want me to answer this again?
Whoever flies in on a helicopter. You guys have all fucking been to him.
Like, does that.
Yeah. What? Yeah. What do you mean he flies in on a helicopter? He just arrives in a helicopter?
He flies in from the helicopter. Oh, I'm staring up at the ceiling. I'm like closing my eyes. I'm crying. It's dramatic on my part. But like, that's what I'm feeling.
He literally, so my first concert ever when I was in eighth grade was MGK at Lupo's, like this small little concert in, or Tara knows, Lupo's. Yeah. It's like this like little tiny like ghetto ass like theater in Providence. Mm-hmm. And it was like Wild Boys, him going nuts. I was so scared. I was like this little 13-year-old kid that like didn't hit puberty yet. And I was just like, I was like so high up just sitting down, just like I didn't even stand up the whole concert. I was so scared because there was like I went in the bathroom, there was like drugs being done. I've never even seen blow before, and I was like freaking out. And then when he comes in for the mainstream cellar tour, he flies in on a helicopter. There's like a big pink helicopter, and there's like a huge pink ladder. And he flies in hanging onto the ladder, singing "What Born with Horns," like the first song in the end, and it's just legit like insanity. And bro, he's rocking it out. He's like, he does like stand up comedy while he's up there. He's got a whole band, a whole stage, and dude, he's like climbing shit. Like when we went to see him, like the first time in LA, he like climbed up like, I mean like 20, 30 feet on that tower. Remember? And he's like hanging upside down. Like the guy is not afraid to die. I'll say that. Like he's just lunatic.
Do you remember when I painted the helicopter? I was like a little manic one day and I like, I'm not a painter. I went to an art store. I bought an easel and like paint supplies and I like made an MGK painting and I included the helicopter.
With all the lyrics that we're talking about? Like, yeah. You should have showed that. I know exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah.
It's like a whole poster.
We can superimpose it in. I would like to see this painting. Terry, you seem like you're good at talking. I want to know what the painting scales look like because that's like a whole other level of like, I mean, it is manic, but it's also, that's fandom, right? Like these artists that we've talked about before, like they make you do weird things. Like I remember, you know, I started smoking pot because I listened to Mac Miller. Like it's really that simple. Like they can change your lives based on how often you listen to somebody. And if he does that for you guys, then great. I have a little bit of a different relationship with him. I recognize him as rapper first and now the guy that's fucking Megan Fox, which is amazing. Good for him. We'll talk about that for sure. But he's always had this kind of like charisma to him that I think that makes sense that he's arriving in a pink helicopter and coming down on a pink ladder. Like what other artist does that? I can't think of another person that has the balls to come in and like on one, the most feminine color, but two, like, you know, the concept of the mainstream sellout. Mike, we were talking about this earlier too. And Connor, you can definitely allude to this too, but we were talking about Playboi Carti earlier and you know, you were like, I have issues with him because he doesn't do a lot of storytelling. Listening to MGK this week, I'm like, oh, fuck, this dude's like, he's kind of bringing like the principles of like old school rap to rock, where like he's doing the storytelling while he's making these ballads that are, you know, very cathartic. It's very teenage angsty. It like it brought out a side to me that I hadn't recognized or dealt with in a long time. I was like, damn, I do hate my ex. That bitch sucks, dude. Like, it was just like those little thoughts that are like cratering in the back of your head. And he's just, I mean, he's ultimately a vibe. I was resistant to him when you initially showed me his stuff a couple of years ago, Cerrone. But I'm in, man. I'm in. I like it. It's great. It reminds me of an era that doesn't exist anymore.
So happy. Everybody I introduced to this guy, like, because like whenever you play him, you know how many times I've gotten just slandered for putting on MGK, and you got to take the slandering. There's got to be some guy to lead the charge to take the first couple bullets to enter. Like but then they learn to love him. Dude, Dante used to hate him. I showed him music. You used to hate him. And the best thing ever, I swear to God, is when you show someone a song, right? And fucking Connor does this to me all the time because Connor shows me a bunch of music. I feel like me and Connor got a pretty good music taste. But when you show someone a song and you can tell they haven't heard it before, and they either ask, "Yo, what's the name of this?"
Yep.
Or you can see them Shazamming it, or you can see them kind of adding it to their phone, and then you're in
Shazam is
their car a couple
crazy.
weeks later,
Being too shy
and
to
that
ask.
song comes on, and there's, yeah, Connor, is there nothing better than
There's
showing people
nothing
new
better
music?
if you're driving in the car and you look over and your boy's trying to hide the Shazam. You're like, let's go. He thinks it's
Took
a banger.
forever. That's
I make
how
like a
you
show out of it
know.
too. I'll like take a picture of
I'm like
like the
the car
CarPlay
play.
thing, and I'm
Yep.
like, yeah, I'm taking a picture of
Yeah.
your song.
Yeah, that's the best feeling. And that's happened so much. Everybody's like, oh, bro, MG, like what? This pink fuck? And then you see them Shazamming it. And I go, listen, yeah, I'll lead you to through battle. Just trust me. Just come with me down this road. You're gonna love his shit.
Mike, did I like listen to him like that before you? I feel like I might have listened
No,
to.
I remember the night that we all met, that great night at Lala's, which is a whole nother story on its
Legendary.
own.
Yeah.
I was playing. That's when Tickets to My Downfall first came out, and
Yeah.
I remember driving in my car to go try to find your phone because you lost it,
At Nomo.
and you were like, "What the fuck is it?" You were like, "Is this MG? Like, when did he?" Like, I think you were said something. You were like, "I thought he was always like a rapper," and that was right
Oh,
when
I
he put
did.
out Tickets to My Downfall, like when he started like punk rock. And I remember you, and then you just, I remember you texting me that like the couple weeks after, like, yo, like this is fucking, like, what
Oh.
is this album? Because like that album took like, I don't know, like no one expected, no one thought he's gonna come out just like at this punk rock artist, and like,
Yeah, and
especially not it being that good, just
Downfall's high.
insane. Yep,
Unbelievable.
Downfall's
I was
high.
just saying, like, in the group chat before we started filming this podcast, like, I used to, like, literally meet guys out at the bars or, like, the club or whatnot. I would take them home, sit them on my couch, and make them watch Downfall's High, and, like, dare they, like, kiss me or whatnot, I would rewind it. I would rewind it.
Yep.
I'd be like, no, you have to pay attention. And I was, like, psychotic about it.
It's the
That
best. I
sounds
don't
like
know if
me
you know
with like
that, Ralph.
normal
They,
movies. Like that's what
do
I
you?
do. Like if I'm going to the bathroom, I'm
Yeah.
pausing the movie, I'm taking a piss, I'm coming back. If a woman tries to talk during the movie, I'm like, yeah, that's great after it. But like we'll do it at the end.
Yeah.
I mean, Mike, I gave
Yeah.
you guys a speech
Yeah.
the
No.
day that I moved in, and I was like, listen, guys, I'm really into movies. So no phones. We'll save conversation for the end. And that was really
Oh,
about
yeah,
it. Like
that's
I gave the whole Alan from The
fine.
Hangover speech. I was like, how about that ride
Man,
in? And Rob and Mike and Dante and Phil are looking at me like I'm a fucking psychopath. So Tara, I appreciate
I
you. Thank you
met
for
this
saying that.
kid. I was gonna say a couple things. First of all, Ralph, I don't know if you know this. MGK made a whole music like video through like an hour long through the whole album, and Sydney Sweeney is like the main like co-star.
And Lil
You
Huddy.
had
If you
my
knew that at
curiosity,
all,
now
and
you have
Lil
my
Huddy.
attention, dog.
Yeah, you would love
It's
it.
really
She's a
good. It's
rocket
like
in it.
heartbreaking.
Yeah, and what was I gonna say? Oh yeah, I meet dude, the day I meet Ralph, or like I met this kid like 2 hours before. Ralph comes in, he's got like this huge like Jufro. This is like the
Froed
Jufro
up.
Ralph days. I like meet him, dap him up, and then we put a movie on, and he gives this huge speech. Like I met him like 2 hours ago. He was like, listen, I take movies very seriously. No one's allowed to look at their phone. If you need to go to the bathroom, you need to let me know. The movie needs to come on pause.
I did not
And
say
he
that.
starts like, or no, but it was, I was like, who the f-? I was like, wow, this kid is locked in. Like this guy is insane. But I learned to love him, you know?
Okay, I wanted to ask you about guys
But
about
yeah, let's
this.
fucking do this.
Well, before we go into it, we have to discuss something that went kind of viral this week. Actually, pretty good timing for the pod. You know, this is a guy who's been inked up for a lot of his life, a lot of his career. He's rapped about it, he's sang about it, but he has a new tattoo. And you know, we're all familiar with the term blackfacing and how egregious that kind of cultural misappropriation is. But this guy is full-blown like black shouldering. Like his entire torso now is like a deep dark black. I just wanted to ask you guys
Yeah,
his feelings about
that's
it. Is this
insane.
something that we're like that looks good on him, or like Colson, man, like
I don't put
take a step
anything
back. You
past
looked better
him.
before that.
Yeah, I
I don't
couldn't tell if it
understand
was
it.
an edit or not when I first saw it, but then I was like, it's definitely not. But I just like, I seriously don't think twice when he does something. So
So
What
what
would
about
you
like
do if
the
you went to visit Connor one day and he had the same exact tattoo?
I mean, I might be able to
It
pull it
looks
off. I
different.
might be able to pull it off. You just never know.
That would be like, oh, you may be having a manic episode. But with
It's
Coulson being
a
there, it's like, you know.
Well, all
Yeah,
right.
I don't think
He, I mean,
I
he's
liked
he's.
his tattoos before, man. But he's gonna do what he wants to do, no matter what. He doesn't give a single fuck.
What's kind of like the point of it that he did that? Like he just kind of like inked up
I don't
his
know.
entire like upper half. Like
Yeah, I know we talked about
coded in.
him hating a lot of his tattoos. I watched his
Oh.
interview. He's talking about him kind of hating a lot of his tattoos because you got to think this motherfucker is just getting like, I mean, he was fully tatted up at like 18, 19 years old.
I can't imagine because
So,
I hate most of my tattoos and I don't have that many. So
yeah,
I
you
can't
got to
imagine having
think.
that many.
Yeah, 10 years later, he's probably looking at some on his body, like yeah, this doesn't relate to me at all anymore. So he said that he didn't like a lot of them, and then I think it's gonna kind of just go into this whole album. But I can't imagine, like, dude, this motherfucker, the pain that like, I mean, dude, I like you guys have gotten tattoos before. I know Connor's got a great tattoo. I don't know if you got one, Ralph, but. It's not fun. It's not like a super fun experience. It's not the end of the world pain, but like for him to have like over his belly button, did you right like right over his belly button? Like, God, I don't know what he's just a fucking beast. But yeah, I don't know. I think it's gonna go along with the album that he's about to drop. And I think it kind of gets him swirling again to where like he's in the media. People are looking at him, people are talking about him, then he drops an album and it's just like that much more bigger,
I
or
haven't
it's just
thought about it
Sharpie.
that way.
And he's gonna, and it's a complete fraud. I don't know. We'll
But I
see.
like the idea of it being like performance art. That's fun.
He
Like
looks like
it.
my cat now. I have a cat named Colton Baker.
Yeah, after MGK.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you like
Yeah, he's
got to
all.
know the cat, you'd understand. But his name is Colson Baker.
Yeah,
I've lost my
it
mind.
it's an inspired. Now you see the actual MGK followed suit from the cat. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know what he'll do with it. It's a little. I mean, yeah, he doesn't give a fuck, so he's gonna
Well,
do him. But yeah, it's a little
his whole
crazy.
career has been led by this concept of I don't give a fuck. I've been thinking about him pretty critically this week, and I think he's so fascinating because I was trying to think of like every time we do one of these artists, I try to draw a parallel to an artist that I listen to more frequently, or just another artist that's kind of in the lexicon. And I don't think that there's another musician, especially in this day and age, where, once you hit your niche and you find your target audience, it's really hard to do the 180 that he did and have that fan base not only stay with you but grow. Like, no offense,
Number
but
one
his fans
album and
seem
rock.
very cultish. Like he has like a cult of fan. Like he has an Instagram fan
You get that
page
from us?
that like
Clearly.
that likes all of our stuff that's MGK related, and they have like 250,000 followers and all this kind of stuff.
Oh
But
yeah, the Colt dude, the Colson page is gonna love this.
but I
After
can't
all
think
my
of
updates.
another. I can't think of another artist that has like made this sharp of a turn. Like imagine if Drake tomorrow, and this might be an extreme example, but what if he's just like, that's it for me. I'm done in rap. I'm gonna maintain some of the rap tendencies, but guess what, guys? Like I'm going fucking classical music now. Or if Taylor Swift is just like, I'm an EDM head all of a sudden. Like that's like the like going from rap to punk rock is a very stark difference. And I just don't know if there's anybody else that's done exactly that. Like the Beatles would do stuff like where they were very experimental in their music. Kanye obviously made 808s and Heartbreak, but this is like a totally different shift. It reminds me of Childish Gambino a little bit. He had Because the Internet was a very popular classical hip hop album, and then he made Awaken My Love, which is like sensual jazz. It's just Redbone and a bunch of sexy music. But I can't think of another guy
Oh
that's
yeah.
really done this like sharp of a twist and completely changes his identity with it. I mean, if you listen to some of his older stuff, it has like, like the Travis Barker drums on it and whatnot, but it was obviously like hip hop forward, and now he's just like a fucking rock star, which is crazy
I
to like
love that
have.
he did,
I mean, it's good for
because
him, right?
I
Like, would
was
you have
really
listened to
into
him,
like,
Tara, if he was just rapping
no.
still?
No, I started listening to him when he transitioned to pop punk, but then like after I was listening to him for a while, I started listening to his old albums a little bit, and I feel like I only liked them because I loved his new stuff too. Because I'm not really like into hip hop, but I love Hotel Diablo. I love a few songs off Bloom, but I'm not like big into his first few albums. But I've
Yeah,
tried it.
he. I think he's a better, like, I know he's going back to rap now, or that's what he claims, but I think he's a better rock star than he is a rapper, and he's a pretty fucking good rapper.
Yeah,
Yeah,
he's
like
great at
his, like,
both.
Like, dude, the Eminem diss, there's a couple songs that I have on I Got the Juice, like, just rap, like, the dude can spit.
Yeah.
But, and I think he's still a better rock star than, and I think he's, like, like, a rock star kind of, like, at heart.
Wait, is that official? He's actually
But, yeah,
transitioning back into hip hop? I wasn't familiar with that. I figured this was just like
next
gangsta
album's
rap.
gonna be rap. No, next album's going
Oh.
back to rap, because he, so his claim is, he, so he went from rap to rock, and everybody was saying, well, you only went to rock because you couldn't rap. So, and then he dropped two number one rock albums, so now he's gonna prove everybody wrong again, go back to rap. That's why his new, like, have you heard Pressure, Ralph?
Oh,
I mean, we'll
yeah.
talk about that,
Yep.
but that is like the, one of the, I mean, just a great rap song. But yeah, he says that his next album is gonna be back to rap. So yeah, I don't know. It's gonna be fucking, Lord knows I can't wait. But
Connor, what do you like more? Do you like him more as a
yeah,
rapper,
Connor,
or do
what are
you
you
like
doing
him
over
more
there?
as this
Man, I'm
musician
just
that he
excited
is
to get this
now?
draft rock and rolling, man. I'm ready to go. But
Connor's
no,
exhausted. He's just
I
like, let's
definitely
just
am more.
draft.
I kind of fall victim to all like the popular mainstream songs. I think it's pretty obvious that Mike and Tara are the two biggest MGK fans here by a pretty large
Yeah.
margin.
So we're in one corner there in another. That's fine.
It
I'm with
also,
you,
it's a
Connor.
recency, bias type of thing, so I like the ones that have been, released lately, I guess. But Tickets to My
Yes.
Downfall by a mile is his best work, Yeah.
in my opinion. So I guess I would go rock and roll.
Agreed.
And there's
Agreed.
one last thing that we have to talk about before we go into the draft. And that's this is a
Yeah.
movie podcast, usually, first and foremost. And we talk sports, we talk music, but we talk about movies a lot. He's an actor.
Okay.
Not
He
sure how
is an
good of an
actor.
actor he
Such a good
is,
actor.
but he might be an
Not the best
actor.
actor.
And I wasn't familiar with this, but I'm going through his letterbox the other day. I have it pulled up right here. And did you guys know that he has
Oh, I'd
three
actually like to
movies
see this.
with Megan Fox in the last 2 years? They've made three movies together, and
Wow.
they're all getting absolutely God awful reviews, but I just think that's fascinating, like the working relationship between the two of them. Like I figured it was just, I mean, he's got a movie called Good Morning, which he directed, which stars Gata from the show Dave by Lil Dicky, Mod Sun, the kind of like indie hip hop
The
rapper.
artist.
Pete
Yeah.
Davidson is in it, Megan Fox is in it, and then he's in a couple of other
Did
movies. He has a
you?
movie called
I watched
Taurus.
that on a flight. Yeah, did you
He
watch
seems like he
that,
makes movies
Ralph?
for flights. It seems like these movies are not going to Netflix or Amazon
No,
Prime. They're
but
going to like Delta or like United or American Airlines as streaming services.
what's
That's
the
kind of the vibe
other
I'm getting.
Mike, what's the other movie that he's in that's really good with Pete Davidson?
Big
Yeah,
Time
so
Adolescence
what's that?
or King of Staten
Yes, I
Yes.
love that movie. That's a good
So
movie.
he's good. MGK is good in Big Time Adolescence. Or yeah, it's with Pete because he's being the goofball himself. Like it's just him and Pete because they're like best friends in real life, so they just fuck around, smoking
Yep.
pot, having fun. I watched. Yeah, that's not the best, the best movie. Good Morning. You could tell he like tried to get into acting, and he's decent. He's doing his thing, but yeah, it's you're not expecting a like a his performance isn't gonna blow you away, but he got into it there for a little while. I didn't know he did all those movies with Megan though. That's pretty cool. I'll have
Me
to check those
neither.
out.
What are you talking about? Like, what are those?
Yeah,
So
what's the
there's three
name? What are
movies that he has. Midnight in the Switchgrass, and if you look at it, Bruce
Paul?
Willis was in it. It's one of Bruce Willis's last movies before he retired. It's right here. It is also getting dog shit ratings.
You're
That's
compete.
Megan Fox holding a gun to
Yeah, I'm
his
not
head.
looking at much here.
Oh, you guys are looking
Your
at the
computer's
screen.
on,
My
Ralph.
bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to share
Oh,
that. Here you go. All right.
okay.
There it is.
Hold
Does
Oh
that look
man.
like
Oh,
that's your guys'
she's
kind of
about to
movie right
shoot
there?
him.
Yeah.
Oh man.
That looks
I mean, I
awful.
could
Let's
read
do
the
it again.
tagline.
Yeah.
FBI agent Carl Helter and his partner, Carl Helter must be Bruce Willis, his partner Rebecca Lombardo, hot name for Megan Fox, are very close to busting a sex trafficking ring. Ooh, we got some filth. When they realize their investigation has crossed the path of a brutal serial killer, that must be MGK, they team up with an FDLE agent to put an end to the infamous truck stop killer. It has 2 stars out of 5 on Letterboxd.
That sounds god awful. I'm not gonna
lie. I might watch it tonight. I'm like, not.
Yeah, I might watch it, but that sounds.
Emil Hirsch, Lucas Haas. This is a pretty solid cast, actually. Huh. I might give it a shot. Watch. We'll see. Colson Baker is in this bitch.
Wasn't he in Bird Box, too? Am I just tripping?
Nope, was you're right. He was definitely in Bird Box. That was like his debut for acting.
He had a nice little part in that one. He was himself, and I can remember him being kind of funny, doing his thing. But I think that's the only movie I've seen with MGK in it, to be honest.
Yeah, he's a funny dude. Me too.
Well, and Big Time Adolescence. Bird Box, infamously funny movie by Netflix. All right, so we're going to go to the draft now. Now, just to explain the draft to all the new listeners, we have 5 categories that we're selecting from, and I'll share the screen with you guys so you guys can see it now, just so you can keep track of kind of where we're drafting and whatnot.
I'm so excited, I can't breathe.
The categories are sad song, which is obviously self-explanatory, something that you play like when you want a tearjerker, or maybe it's just like, you know, you're going through some dark times, man, and you need something to relate to. MGK's got you. All right. Then you have banger, also self-explanatory. You get the aux, you get the Bluetooth at the party. What the fuck are you going to do with it? All right. You got to show up. You got to show out. You got to get people going. Okay. It's a pregame music. It's music you can play at a bar, club, whatever the fuck. Then we have I Got the Juice. And Tara, I love that you said, this is my highlight of my week. You're like, I got that one down. This is the song that you put on when you want to feel like God. Like, this is the one that makes you feel like the absolute shit, okay? Untouchable. That's I Got the Juice. And then we have Feature, and this is MGK featuring on another artist's song, which is fascinating. And then we have Wildcard. Now, Wildcard can be a song. It typically isn't, though. It's typically a moment, a meme, anything related to MGK, a personal experience, whatever it might be. It's really story time is what Wildcard is. So that's a great category. We usually reserve that for last for the end. So that's just, it's a blast. The draft order was determined, I think, a week ago when I texted you guys. Tara, you have the first pick. Yeah. Randomly, by the touch of God, you got the number 1 pick. Congratulations. Ladies go first. Saroni is the second pick.
Okay.
I got you, Tara. I got you. I have the 3rd pick. Connor has the 4th pick. Now, this is a snake draft, Tara. So you'll see you're first right here, right? And you can draft in any of the categories that you want. It doesn't have to be in sad song right away since that's at the top. You can draft in I Got the Juice. You can draft in Feature. You can draft in Banger. Just don't take wild card first because that would just be a stupid decision. And then it's going to go to Cerrone. And then it'll go to me. And then it'll go to Connor, who will have back-to-back picks. So really the 4th pick is absolutely prime.
I love that.
Then it'll go back to me.
Yeah,
then it'll go back to Mike. And then Tara, you'll have 2 picks in a row. All right? And then we'll loop back around. Okay. So it's just like a serpentine. It'll just go like this. Okay? And I'll keep track of all the picks as well.
And then obviously once a song is gone, it's gone.
It's gone. Done.
So if I take, you know, I'm not going to say it because it's going to
We get it. We get it. Once he's picked the song, it's out. It's off the board. You can't pick it again.
Out of the rotation.
Dunzo.
So you've been on the clock for about a week, Tara. You've done all of your studying. You've talked to your scouts. You've been in the analytics department, you know, scanning, trying to figure out what the data led you towards. You're going with your data. You're going with your heart. What's the first pick in MGK song draft?
All I've wanted to do these past couple of days was consult with Mike, but I couldn't because we're doing this podcast together.
It's a competition.
I didn't have to like look at any of the albums to know what came to me. It just came to me, but I had so many dilemmas. Okay, anyways, I'm going to start with I Got the Juice because this song was my I Got the Juice song before this was ever a category. Okay.
Well, let's hear it.
Born with Horns.
Yep.
Is my I Got the Juice song. I will run to that song on the treadmill. I did today. Because I had to speak.
I love that song.
I saw God. It was. I couldn't believe it, and I can never believe it. That song is my "I Got the Juice" song.
Yeah. So, whenever that album came out, and Ralph, I don't know if you listened all the way through Mainstream Cell, but that's the leading song.
First song.
And I like didn't like it that much, and then Tara loved it. And the more I played it, I was like, holy shit, this is like insane. And that's what he comes in on the pink helicopter.
When
and
he
just
says
lights the stadium on fire.
Oh my God. Like the second half of the song is like I literally see God. It's unbelievable. That's my pick.
That's good.
So it's the intro song, the very first track on Mainstream Sellout, his
And
most
it has to be.
successful commercial album. So, all right, that's a
I
terrific pick. You're starting it off on a hot note. You know, that's if that's the one that you're comfortable with and you don't dread any of the other picks, then you're in a good position. All right.
am.
Now, Cerrone, you're up. Would that have been your
Yep.
first pick, or is there another one that's just like that's more
No,
personal to
so
her,
I
this one's more personal to you?
Yeah, this one's more personal to me. I mean, this is my I'm gonna go with a banger. This is my I mean There is no MGK without Drunk Face. There is no Cerrone without Drunk Face. There is no
Feel it.
fucking. My life has been revolved around this song for the past 4 years that it's been out. Every pregame, every car ride, every fucking drunk Uber, every fucking drunk drive. That might have to get cut, but you know, we're gonna throw it out there. Starts with this song. This is the live in the moment song. The we're going out tonight, going crazy. And it kind of like matches, so Connor can relate to this. So we did, I mean, we still do summer sales. So, or Ralph, you did summer sales, obviously, for, you know, a couple of years. The whole like phrase, like, I'm still young, wasting my youth, I'll grow up next summer. It just fit perfectly to when, like, because we always work in the summer, so it's always like, I'll grow up next. It just made sense every time it was played, because, like, we only work in the summer. And it's just like, bro, you live in the moment, you do your thing. Like, it just, we partied to this song for, like, literally, like, fucking 3 years. Like, this is, like, half my life in this song. This is my all-time. So, yeah, give me Drunk Face for a
Knew
banger.
Just a
Yeah.
great name for a
That's.
song too. Like actually both of
Yeah.
those, like they're kind of poetic names. Born with Horns, like that just rolls off the tongue, and then Drunk Face, and that's just like you know what you're getting yourself into when you play that shit right there. So that's a
That says
banger.
Born
Good
with
shit by
Horns if you
you.
can't read it.
All
Right,
Great treadmill song.
I'm gonna go with a banger as well. And
I'm
man,
so
this song,
curious.
dude, I couldn't stand this song when I first heard it in the
Oh, I know
fucking.
it's gonna be.
Probably like the Cheeto orange Corvette that we were driving around, or Mustang, whatever the fuck it was when we were dropping off in Hood. And
The Challenger.
the Dodge Challenger. We had a
I
bright
would force
orange.
Ralph to listen to MGK.
And I mean, this song, I heard it again this week. I was like, fuck, this is good stuff, man. And like, if I put this on at a party, I know hips are going to be shaking, asses are going to be throttling. I'm going to go with Candy featuring Trippie Redd. I mean,
Wow.
unbelievably catchy. I've been humming it all week. And
Banger.
I mean,
A
I know it's a
banger.
little bit more mainstream. I know it's not a deep dive. I get it. I could have gone more mainstream if I wanted
No.
to, but I mean, he and Trippie have like a really good chemistry. They have a couple of songs together. I think that
Damn,
if,
that's
you know, if
actually
he's
a good
gonna
one.
stay, if he's gonna
Fuck.
go back down the hip hop lane, I would like for him to keep working with these kinds of artists like Trippie Redd. I'd love to see a little Uzi Vert collab with him. And yeah, man, she got like Candy. It's just a fucking bop, dude. I want more
That's
like
so
Mandy.
valid.
Yeah, it's just like such a simple bar. It
Yeah.
works. And yeah, I was, you know, max volume in the car when I was listening to this. So take
Definitely.
Candy.
Have you and then Pete Davidson did the music video too? I don't know if you saw that.
Okay, see, I haven't watched the music video. I didn't
You'd
YouTube
love it.
study. I'll check that out. All right, Connor, you're up and you got back-to-back picks, brother.
Well, I mean, this has got to be the easiest pick of all time. I'm going banger. I'm going banger as well. And it's not like everybody doesn't see this coming. But it's gotta be Sid and Nancy.
Don't take
For
it.
obvious
Ugh.
reasons, because that song, that can go in banger. It can also go in I Got the Juice. Because it does kind of give you a little bit of the juice sometimes. And the close my eyes, you know, you could put that on the
Oh, it's the
if you
best
put that on
line.
the Uber on the way out, man. You know, the group's rocking. So I think that's a pretty easy pick at the end of the first round, Sid and Nancy. And then I think I'll go sad song next. And it's
Ooh.
not really that, it's not even that sad.
Okay.
But
Hit me.
it's Let You Go. You know, just an absolute banger. I mean, I could sit here and sing it to you, but the guitar work in that one, it's magical. It really is.
Yeah,
You know, I just don't
it's
want
a little
anyone else to
sad
take it.
vibe.
It's kind of got a
Y'all
sad
showed me
vibe. It's
that
kind of
song.
got like a, I mean, It's kind of upbeat, but like the lyrics are kind of sad about a girl, and
yeah, he's hurting.
I think it's about to snag at the beginning of the second round here.
Yeah, it's a nice little pick. I listened to that today.
Me too.
It's a great song too. Great song. I listen to it sometimes when I'm sad.
It reminds me of you guys.
I mean, he doesn't have like the most sad songs. Like some of them are so obvious. Oh, it's like
I'll get into it.
Oh yeah, dude. Like I'll obviously, like, he doesn't have like, I don't think he has a Marvin's Tara. Room though, where no, it's not. Like, all right, yeah, I'm listening to this shit and I just want to die in a hole and call all of my exes. Like he doesn't have that vibe, but he definitely has like ones that are like, I love to use the word cathartic with him, just because like you feel like this person that's on a totally different level than you, and you're relating to them on a very deep level. And I haven't heard the song since earlier this, or I hadn't heard the song until earlier this week, and I was like, huh, didn't know he was capable of this.
Are you going all right?
Are
you gonna take sad?
Oh shit, I am up. Fuck. Oh god.
You gotta in sad song category for me.
It goes like this.
Oh, did I put in I Got the Juice? My bad.
Yeah, it doesn't. Oh, yeah. It's not about the juice. Yeah, I don't want to take that one up.
All right.
Cool 1-2 by Connor.
I don't want to put it in the wrong slot, man.
All right, yeah, I'm gonna go that. And I Got the Juice too, because you know Connor brought us down. I gotta lift us back up. I'm gonna take El Diablo. This motherfucker spits shit on this song, dude. He goes on this. I was listening to this and I was like, I rerouted my route. I was about to go to the gym, and I was like, all right, we're about to go 85 miles an hour the whole way in a 35 mile an hour zone. If I hit a school kid, I apologize. I'll see you on the other side, brother. Let's rock. So El Diablo, fucking banger, so dude. But I'm taking it and I got the juice. Shit.
Oh, I want to take.
Thanks, Connor.
You're welcome.
All right, I'm up, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
All right, give me a sad song. I'm gonna go Glass House.
Oh,
it's a good. That's
so,
yeah.
Good pick.
That's the saddest. If you listen, first of all. Hell of a song. Like, you could bump it when you're happy, you're sad, you're driving, whatever. Maybe not a pregame song, but great song. But, dude, the guy's literally talking about, and I've watched this is sad. Like, I don't know about you, Tara, but I listened to his most recent song, and, you know, I'm like, sometimes get worried he's going to kill himself. Like, you know, like, I feel like I'm going to wake up one day and there's going to be a headline. You know, he's talking about how no one's hearing him, no one's listening to him, how it's all bullshit. He's into drugs, his friends, this, that. The third verse is literally him rapping about how he tried to kill himself with a daughter in the next room. And mm-hmm. there's been interviews and interviews and interviews where people ask him, what's your favorite verse? What's your favorite song? What's your favorite verse in any song you ever wrote? He always says Glass House third verse. He's just like screaming for like help.
Yeah.
He's like, what's your favorite song? What's your favorite verse you ever wrote? And he says, the third verse in Glass House. And it's literally him talking about how he, you know, almost blew his brains out and he was bleeding his dart. Like, it's the saddest shit ever. Because the guy is just like typical fame downfall. Or you go, or what are you going to say, Tara?
I was going to say, me and you would like Uber to like parties or like a bar or whatnot. And we'd be in the Uber, like blasting Glass House and like singing every word.
That's dark.
Because so it's memories of us doing that.
Yeah, but it's a very like, it's kind of a banger too. Like it's a great song, great chorus.
It's just what
like,
me and you always want to listen to.
Yeah, it's, and it's like
really
it's pure. It's just pure MGK, and then at the end it just gets really sad. But like one of his best songs, I think, from top to bottom. But you know, it is kind of a sadder song, but could easily go banger or whatever. But give me Glass House and sad. For right. now, yeah, and Tara. Yeah, I thought, was that your sad song, Tara?
No.
Okay, damn.
Look at her. She drinks her espresso teeny all sophisticated. She's like, no,
yeah,
of
so
course
now
it
you,
wasn't.
Now you got
fucking
two,
peasant.
Tara. You got two in a row.
I have two? Okay.
Back-to-back. Tara's probably hammered by now.
I am. I have to go feature because I'm very passionate about feature. Acting Like That by Youngblood.
Oh.
Oh, my God. You guys. I was so caffeinated yesterday sitting in this like dingy, my car was getting cleaned and I was sitting in this like dingy waiting room with old arcade games and I had no cash to play the arcade games. So I was sitting there thinking about what my feature song was going to be. And I was like, oh my God, acting like that. I made my poor like boyfriend, he doesn't listen to MGK or like, I made him listen to it. I was like,
Colin?
it's this. Yeah.
We'll get Colin on MGK. Get him going.
You have to listen to this song. It's so fucking good. Oh my God. Like, it's like one of those songs that I'm like, people are concerned when I'm driving and they're like watching me because I don't have any tints on my windows. And I'm like pumping my fist at noon.
Yeah, Connor likes acting like that.
Acting like that
I
is.
don't know if Ralph, have you ever heard that, but fucking
Ralphie wants to
wild
listen to
song.
it.
I have
Connor, you
listened to
like
this
acting
song
like that?
before. I think it's fascinating that you're taking a song by Youngblood, a person who I
I
have no
love
familiar with
Youngblood.
prior to this week, and I was like, oh,
Oh,
okay,
him
this
and
fits his
MGK are
vibe for sure.
boys.
So like when you're listening, when you're thinking about it in a dingy waiting room, this just happened upon you. You're like, I have to show this to my boyfriend immediately. This is one of those songs where you're like, whatever, I need to share this with the most special people, because that happens all the time to me. I'll be listening to like
Yeah, I can't wait. That's a
Provider
banger.
by Frank Ocean, like off mushrooms. I'm like, I wish my mom could experience this just like once in her
Yeah.
life, just take like a little bit of mushrooms and listen to Frank Ocean. Like, that's a heavenly
That's
experience.
what it was. Because
Okay.
I was in between two songs for the feature, and I knew I was going to go with that one, but I wanted like Colin to like listen to them. So I was like, oh, listen to these and like call me back. And he picked acting like that, and I was going to pick it anyways, but
Did
that's
you
my
like
piece.
it? Did you, so you
Yeah.
liked it?
He
Hell
was like,
yeah.
you can tell, like, it took talent to make that song. I was like, yeah.
Took talent.
Was, it
Yep.
did. It
Youngblood
did.
and MGK have a great dynamic.
Oh,
Couldn't have done that
they're the
without
best.
talent. All right, you got another pick
Unbelievable.
too, Tara. So you have Sad Song and Banger available.
Sad song.
Okay.
This was the category where I had to get in my car. I
Oh,
because
boy.
I thought I knew what I was gonna pick, but then I remembered another song and I was like, okay, I have to get in the car. I have to listen to both. And I ended up going with my second pick because I cried. I cried in the car. It was 11 in the morning.
Wow.
Lonely.
Wow.
Lonely.
Oh,
Yes.
I knew she was gonna take Lonely,
That
dude.
was, yeah.
And I didn't want
Oh.
to because my first pick was like kind of better, but I cried to Lonely. So I had to pick
That's
it.
a beautiful cry. That fires me up.
It is, and like weren't Mike, weren't you at the show where Jaden came out and sang it with him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, when he sings that, I mean, fuck, man, I probably cried in fucking
Yeah.
in concert. I mean, I become a weird, I mean, you guys can
Yeah.
fuck, I become a weird person at an MGK concert.
Yeah.
I'm like locked in for 3 hours. I don't miss a single word. I don't really talk to you guys.
No.
I am so in the, it's just me and him in that state. Just me and him, like locked in for 3 hours. And when he sings Lonely, like you could tell he's like crying inside. He's talking about his dad.
Yeah.
Just brutal, like again, like his dad fucking dying and him not having a good relationship and all this crazy, you know, it's just, yeah, it's a sad song, it's brutal, but again, it's kind of like it's kind of a banger. Like you're kind of singing it
Yeah.
are you not singing it in the car? Like I'm singing it full
I'm
volume in the
singing it
car
in the car and I'm crying.
and
Like,
crying.
but I
Yeah.
wanted to pick my, I wish I could say my first pick, but I'm not going to until the
Yeah, you
end.
can't.
Someone else says it, but my first pick was so good too. But I had to pick Lonely because I was
Okay.
11 a.m. crying in the car.
It
Yeah,
literally led
that's
you to
an
the
obvious
verge of
bet.
tears.
Yeah.
That's kind of the perfect identity of this category.
Yeah.
I
Yeah.
mean, again, this has been on the forefront of my mind for days. This is all I've been thinking about. This is the peak
Yeah,
of
you
my
got a good
trip.
draft. You got a little squad, good little squad going there.
Yeah.
All right, Mikey, you got I got the juice and feature available.
Okay, give me. All right, I'm gonna go. All right, I'm gonna go. I got the juice. And oh, I don't know which one I'm trying to think of which one Connor's gonna pick.
I feel like I know what you're gonna. Say it, man.
I'll
Just
go.
say it,
I'm
because I
not
got
gonna go
two.
something. There's two songs. There's one recent and there's one released a while ago. I'm gonna go with the one released a while ago,
Okay, because you know I'm gonna get
to
a
show
decent
my
one.
depth of this
Yep.
fandom.
Sure.
It's a little song called Floor 13,
Oh.
which is the hardest bar for bar rap song that
It is.
MGK has ever put out. He plays it every concert. It's this crazy thing where this stage rises 13 floors and he slowly comes up. He's got this guitar, all the lights go out, and it's him just bar after bar after bar. I try to rap it in the car,
It's
and I've
hard.
never been able to rap it without having to take a breath. I don't know how his lungs have the, it's like Eminem style, bar for bar, word for word. The beat goes crazy. There's a little bit of guitar in it when the beat drops. Just talking about other rappers trying to fuck with him, talking about how he's beating up people in like elevators. Everything, the double entendres, the lit, just I got the juice. You, if you hit that word for word in the car, there's no way you don't pull up to fucking wherever you're going, just absolutely dominating, whether it's
Isn't
the
he like a
grocery store
sneaky, like
or
6'4"?
UCLA dorm.
Like he's a
Oh,
tall
he's
dude,
tall as
right?
fuck.
Yeah. He's got
Yeah.
some height to him. Like he could
I'll
have played
get into
small
that later.
forward. Okay. All
I'll
right.
get into that later, Mike.
He's like 6'4", 6'5". That motherfucker's like the Grim Reaper. Like there's a fucking, you know, Megan Fox
Different.
isn't, the guy's probably got a hammer, not gonna lie. Like he's a big ass dude. He
Yeah, what's
hoops
up with
too.
that,
He
dude? Him
played
and
in
Pete
the Celebrity
Davidson just
All-Star
both
game.
walking around and there's like combined like 26 inches of cock. That's insane. Like, what a
Boy.
duo, dude. Mike and I walk around and it's like a combined like 7.5 on a good day. Like,
Yeah,
we don't
I
hold a
think me and
candle
you
to
and
those
Connor walk around. I don't think we touch 10 inches, to be honest
Like
with
in
you.
prison.
And you got MGK and Pete, just absolute fucking grandfather clocks, just
Like in
swaying.
prison.
I mean,
Grandfather clocks.
there's a reason why MGK is with Megan Fox and she is, you know,
Yeah.
satisfied.
Yeah.
And there's a
Yeah,
reason
she's
why I'm
literally in
single
Transformers.
at an Airbnb. No, kidding. But yeah, give me floor 13. Have you heard that, Ralph?
Yes.
You would
Yeah,
eat
no,
that.
you
Okay.
yeah, you I actually I think Philip played it for me. Might have been a Peege song. I can't remember off the top of
Phil's a
my
big
head, but yeah.
MGK fan.
But
Before
yeah,
I
that's a
ever
hit.
listened to that album, I would get like pissed off when he would play that at concerts because I didn't know it. And he always plays
Yeah,
that
but
song at
then you
concerts. I would
know
get
it.
so mad. And then I finally listened to Hotel Diablo, and now I appreciate it when he plays it.
Yeah,
I'm
and
just
you were
like,
like, holy sh. Yeah, that's just
yeah, now
like.
I get it. But like before I was like, ew, like stop.
Yeah, it's a little weird to hear in concert because you can tell a lot of the fans don't go back that far. But then you. It's like one of the hardest rap songs I've ever heard, and it just
I
shows how
love
nasty
that
he
fucking
is.
album. I tried to listen
Yeah.
to the first two albums when I was manically painting my painting, but I just
Lace up
couldn't.
and.
We
Yeah,
got to
you
see this
don't,
painting,
that's
dude.
not more of a, that, yeah, you're definitely more,
I like 27 Rehab and On Bloom, but that's it.
yeah,
So,
27's so good too.
oh, can't get over it.
All right, I'm gonna go in the sad song category here.
Ooh, I wonder what Ralph's got.
This song, you know, like I said, like I just don't think he has like your prototypical like
Yeah, he
synth
does.
heavy, violin heavy. I don't know.
Even sounds. I'm so curious.
I'm gonna go with a little. It's a song called More Than Life, and it's featuring an artist who I'd never
Oh,
heard
I
of
love
before
that.
called
What a great
Glaive,
Ralph. That's
along
such
those
a great
lines.
pick. That's so good.
Dude, that
Such a
song
great
rules.
pick.
I listened to it
I
and I
do.
was like,
It
why hadn't I been shown
makes me
this
so
one, Mike?
happy.
I got a little bit mad at Mike. I was like, why didn't you show
I
me
would
this
get
one?
scared to send that to you from the back. Like, I would get just slashed. Like, if I sent that in the group chat, you gotta. I mean, that's not like your. I mean, yeah, it's not a manly, so you wouldn't really want to listen to that,
But
like,
that's what I liked about it. It
publicly.
was
I don't
like,
know.
you know, he has this like very like strong persona, like you said, like you can't strike him to his core, but he has this vulnerability in his music that I just really was not anticipating. So when this song came up
I love that you
in the
love that. I
album, I
love
was
that.
like, huh,
Yeah.
all right,
That's a
maybe there's
great
more to him than
pick.
I anticipated. So yeah, I like that song a lot. All right, Connor, you got back-to-back picks,
Go,
sir.
Ralph.
Wait, can I tell a quick story about that song? Like
Please.
really fast?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. I'm on
I
the phone.
so I got offered a brand deal with Life is Pink documentary. And I had to post a TikTok to that song. And it was this super dramatic TikTok of like me on Xanax in 2017 to this like
Vibes.
really like to this like really like me frolicking on the beach, like I'm doing good now. Like this just this really dramatic like transformation TikTok to that song. And it was like really embarrassing to post. I just wanted to say that.
No, you know
Wow,
what? I love that,
that's I
Tara,
didn't even
because
know a
every time
story
I
that
took
like
Xanax, nobody ever gave me a brand deal. They were just like, dude, like you need to stop like drinking so many whiskey cokes. Like you're on number 13
Yeah,
right
Tara's
now.
out here just getting paid, just living the
You
life, you know?
whispered in every dude's ear here. Like, just relax, man. Like, nobody wants to hear about Kentavious Caldwell-Pope's minutes on the Lakers right now. Like, just chill the fuck out, dude. But you know what?
If your Xanax was our Xanax
experiences
different.
Are a little bit different. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know, but I couldn't believe it. I literally.
That's awesome.
No, that's money.
I don't get paid to be an MGK fan.
All right, Bonner, you're up, baby.
Bonner's up. I'm kind of mad at you, Ralph, because you're reaching. I mean, you're
sniping some of these
songs. I honestly don't even know if you want me to be honest. I don't think I've ever heard More Than Life. So the fact that Ralph is like pulling these deep out of his bag, it's kind of pissed me off.
come on, Connor, step it up.
I got the juice. This is easy. It's gonna be Pressure. You know, I'm showing how shallow my bag is here. I get that, but. I mean, he just goes in.
No, but I understand. Like
an absolute beast.
Connor, have you ever got your dick sucked with your chains on?
Yeah, that's
you can. I feel like Connor can relate a lot.
It's a super relatable song, and that's another reason why I love it. No, I'm playing. All right, so for feature, what I kind of realized, I kind of honestly, this whole draft, Spotify just basically was my guide here and what I play the most often. I realized that most of the songs that I like are not MGK features. They're just like his songs. But mm-hmm. what I kind of came up with here, and this might not be a good pick, but it also could be, thought it was Ian Dior, MGK, and the reason why, Ian Dior, shout out Ian Dior. We dapped him up for his birthday. You know what I'm talking about, Mike. He's the boy. Basically,
I brought you.
So shout out to boy.
Tara brought us. That's true.
Tara for bringing us. But he hits the falsetto right early on in his verse, and he shows his range with the falsetto, and then just goes in after that. But it's also just a banger.
Really good
Dior's
song.
A dog too. So just a good song in general.
Connor, we were on Ian Dior like big time when we were in LA.
And 24K Golden, that was when 24K Golden dropped his album. And I think I listened to Breath
of the Night. Both those albums were so good. Times.
Yeah.
That was my other banger. Feature. I love that song.
That was where it all started.
Mm-hmm.
Good old days.
Yep, that's where it all started.
I remember
24K Golden's birthday party.
I was passing Rose Trading Post when Mike, you sent Thought It Was by Ian Dior in our little no group chat when I was passing by the Melrose Trading Post, and it's such a good song.
That's a banger. That's a good song, Connor. And I honestly forgot about that. That wasn't in my little pool. That's a heater.
Oh, it was in my little list. So good.
Thank you. Great pick. My squad's looking
pretty
good.
Other...
I like where I'm at with my
shout out Ian, too.
There's another Ian Dior song, though. What's the more popular one? It's like
with MGK.
Is it Sick and Tired? Is it something along those lines?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one was Sick really popular. I remember that one.
I was just saying, I don't want to say that. That might.
Yeah. Well, that's good not song. Getting picked anymore.
Yeah. All right. Well,
you're up, Ralph.
I am up in feature. I'm actually not selecting that song in feature. I'm gonna go with another guy who kind of reminds me of both of those guys, Ian Dior and El Diablo. A guy who I feel kind of guilty because like I've kind of made fun of him in the past because I'm like he's kind of corny and I'm starting to feel the pain and starting to like him a little bit. It's the Kid Leroy, man. I watched like
he's a dog.
Yeah,
are you gonna do?
I'm doing
song?
Fuck You Goodbye.
Fuck You Goodbye.
It's just a fucking awesome song, dude. Like there's like
mine.
You know,
absolute
so like
robbery.
My phone the other day, I was like, you know what? I've listened to all of this stuff on my spot. Let me just see what's on the radio for a little bit, right? And I'm going through the radio.
Oh, that's
and
a terrible decision.
Well, no, it was actually fun because I was like, what are they playing? Like, what are the hits that, like, you know, the mainstream mom is listening to, like when she's dropping her kids off to soccer
Leroy.
Practice in the minivan? And yeah, there's a Kid Leroy song on, and I'm like, this is interesting. So then there was like, it just made sense to me, like, where. There are some songs that are just meant to be hits. Like, they're just meant to be mainstream, played for age 6-year-old girls to 46-year-old men, and people can hear it, and it's just an earworm. It just gets stuck in your head, and you just go. And this is kind of one of those ones. And, man, I really fucked with it. It's definitely a vibe. So, yeah, I'll go with Kid Leroy and MGK. I can't believe, like, if you would have told me 6 months ago that I was going to draft a Kid Laroi song on one of our song drafts, I would have looked you dead in the eyes and told you to fuck yourself. But here I am, man. That's what growth is about.
That's why we love you, Ralph.
Evolution. Exactly. I changed. People say you can't change, and here I am. So there
you
go.
You either change or die, baby.
That's your guy, Tara? Kid Laroi?
Yes.
Australian Justin Bieber, some are saying? Tatted up, Justin?
It's MGK, Kid Laroi.
Oh, okay. You have a cat in Kid Laroi?
Kid Laroi draft would be interesting.
Yeah.
The Kid Laroi draft is actually coming.
Same exact four and do it's a Kid coming. Laroi draft.
Yeah, 2033. The year 2033, we're doing a Kid Laroi draft. It's going to be electric.
Wait, I want to be like a regular.
No Bleed is going first round sad song in the Kid Laroi.
Oh, Tara, you can be a regular.
Yeah, but
I would love to run these four back with the Kid Laroi because I feel like I go pretty in depth, and I know Connor does too with Kid Laroi, and then obviously Tara.
Yeah,
and then we just have to force Ralph. Ralph's gonna listen to all the same fucking music that we do, and you're gonna like it, Ralph. You're gonna fucking like it.
I think this is actually a great opportunity to. I'm sorry, Tara. Go ahead.
No, it's fine. One time, the Kid Laroi was doing like a live stream where the top three like tippers would get to like video chat with him on the live stream, and I was so drunk at a hotel that I tipped.
Oh, how much?
It was like $1,200 that I tipped. To get to the number three spot so I could video chat him on this live
Here
stream.
I am,
but he was
just,
like judging
rent.
Me the whole time, but I like love him so much.
This is a great time to announce that the next song draft that we're doing in the month of March is going to be, we're doing part one, we're doing a two-part Kanye West song draft. 1 week we'll be doing Kanye West from 2004 to 2010, and then the next week we'll be doing 2010 to present. So just we're going like, you know what, I've done Taylor Swift recently. I had to do Taylor Swift in January because she had the biggest year an artist has ever had since like Michael Jackson in 84. So we had to do Taylor. I'm doing MGK on this one because it's, you know, my Valentine's gift to Cerrone. Wanted to meet Tara, wanted to get Connor on the pod, all of this good stuff. I'd heard nothing but lovely things about you, Tara. Connor, we spent Thank a weekend you. Together, so I'm like, let's do it. We'll get it out there. He's been asking me to do it. So we did it,
That's
and we're doing it.
Up.
And it's going great. Hell I'm having man. A blast. But we're getting back to my roots, all right? At the end of the day, somebody has to, you know, like Cerrone always says, man up, run the head coaching position. We're going back to Ye, all right? So that'll be in March, but that's fine.
You need
right,
a leader. Cerrone, you need a leader.
You're back on all the right. clock, and you have feature available. And then, Tara, you'll be the last pick, and you'll have banger. So keep that in mind. Oh, here we go.
This
looking
is pretty
at,
tough, man.
Looking at the
I
notepad.
Got three. I don't know what to
I
do.
I think I got another good one for right now. Too.
We'll do honorable mentions, too, at the end. I wanted to mention that. We do honorable mentions
okay,
at the end as well.
All right, so I'll... Oh, my God. All right, give me Boys Lie with Avril Lavigne. I love that song, man. That's a guilty pleasure.
You are
I'm not
such
gonna
a
hide
pussy,
it. That's why I. That's why I. I'm not going to hide it. Okay, a true man is not afraid of his sexuality, and that is an absolute banger. I sing it. I played on full blast. Him and Avril Lavigne play each other like fucking what's like Kobe and Shaq, Bernie and Mac. They're a dynamic duo. It's beautiful,
bro.
Them together. Boys Lie, Avril Lavigne. I won't say it. I'll say it for the honorable mention. But there's one more where I was really close. But I love that song, man. They play off each other so well. And Avril Lavigne, like just someone that you wouldn't expect. We saw her. I went to. There's another hilarious story. I went to Madison Square Garden when he played there alone, just solo dolo to an MGK concert. She opened for him and absolutely slayed, dude. Avril Lavigne has heaters, and then they played that one together, obviously, and just, yeah, I love
that
it. I'm not afraid.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, best tour ever. Put me Boys Lie in the four hole. I'm fine with that.
He had Avril Lavigne open for him?
It was
unbelievable.
That
and
is,
she, it was
that's
like,
a flex. Avril Lavigne perfect. Has some weight in the industry, dude. Like, to this day.
She, and she has banger, bro. It was like a whole... You got to see her in concert for a whole like 30-45 minute set, and then MGK just fucking tear the roof down. Like it was. Yeah,
I'm gonna pee for like 15 seconds.
Okay,
you can pee for longer than seconds. That. It's okay. Because 24. Like Avril Lavigne is like, I mean, you remember those artists that we had growing up where,
Yeah,
like, you know,
boyfriend? Are
you
you
turn
kidding
on
me?
MTV and it was just like, yeah,
Skater Boy? Dude, I was
Skater.
going nuts.
It's like Avril Lavigne, you had JoJo, you had like Green
Yeah.
Day, just like all of, like the American Rejects. Like, I guess I wouldn't
The
put
amount
Coldplay
of
in that
air
group, but.
guitar I've played to MGK could surpass 4,100 hours. I don't even know. It's endless.
So, like, now, did you just pee? Was it really
Yeah.
that fast? Do you stand when you pee? Are you like, do you have a urinal in there?
No,
You're
but
just
I used
lifting
to have a
leg?
shiwi. Do you know what a shiwi is?
No, what's that?
I used to have a
Oh
shiwi.
boy.
It's like that funnel
Oh.
thing that you can, so you can like kiss like a guy if you're a
Oh
girl.
my God.
Oh my God. I might have to invest in one.
I had one of those when I was like 17.
Connor, you should do that because you sit when you pee a lot, right?
Yeah,
All
that's
right,
good.
Tara, you're up. You're fresh off of
Really
a
good.
piss, and you got
Yeah.
banger available.
All right.
This is your last Oh,
Yeah, the
how did I
only.
not? Oh fuck, there's so many left on the board. Just
Yeah.
go. Just fucking if you pick it,
So,
you deserve it.
when his last album came out, I was going on a cruise, and I was going on this cruise alone. And I brought a speaker with me. Okay. 5150 was so played in my cruise room for my pregame song when I was going out on the
Connor
Tahani as a
loves
boat by myself.
5150.
5150 is my banger song. It might be like a little bit cryptic, but it's my banger song.
Yep, I love that.
That's all she
One
wrote.
that we didn't no, one of my all-time is Concert for Aliens, and there was no room for it,
Oh.
but that's a fucking
To say
I know I'm
kiss,
immature,
kiss.
but at least I'm not a goddamn failure.
That's my
I don't know.
ringtone.
What other ones did we not take?
Kiss, kiss. Kiss,
I mean,
kiss.
we
Bloody
have to mention the
Valentine.
song. That's
Yeah,
great,
Bloody
but like.
Valentine, my ex's best friend. We never even took the two. I guess we're we sh that showed our depth. We didn't even need
Yeah.
those the
Mainstream. Yeah.
mainstream.
Wait,
What
I'm
about
so
Play
sick
This
of
When I'm
Wildfire.
Gone for Sad Song? Oh, I was gonna take Wannabe with Jaden for the
Yeah,
feature,
I
but
thought of that,
yeah.
is that Jaden
And then
Smith?
Don't
You guys
Sleep,
mentioned a
Repeat.
Jaden earlier. Is it Jaden Smith? Or is it a
Hostler.
Oh, no. Jaden
Hostler?
Hostler.
No. Just
Not
fell
fair.
off.
Wait, is
Yes.
that the dude
Just
that's
fell
dating
off.
Kylie's friend, Stassi Baby? That lucky fuck.
Didn't play. Wow,
Look
Yeah.
at Ralph.
Oh, I mean,
I didn't even know that.
I
Okay,
know him
Ralph.
via her Instagram, and it's like that makes sense that she's dating
Yeah,
a dude like
you're a
that.
diva in her
Isn't that where you
Instagram,
huh?
first met MGK or when
I'll
you first
tell the
like
story. I
peeped
will.
at you?
You're. I will tell that story in
All right,
full detail.
I think that we would be
Who goes
remiss
first? Does
if we
Tara
did.
go
Well,
first?
we got. I got a couple honorable mentions here because we didn't mention Wild Boy,
Okay.
which is just like, you know, the.
Yep.
It's just the come up for him. Like, that's just a huge hit that he had. Till I Die, which was
That
like
put
the
him on the map.
Cleveland
Oh, until
Cavaliers
I die.
2016 warm up song was Till I Die. They would come out to that. Imagine Kyrie and LeBron just running out to Till I Die by Cle like insane. I also like The Sopranos a lot by T Grizzly featuring MGK, a more recent song where he's just hopping on a rapper's
Oh.
verse and he's just going. And then Don't Let Me Go, the most recent song that he had. We hadn't really talked about it, but it is dark and it is sad, and I thought it was beautiful. I thought that like if this is the direction that he's going, I will continue to support him. So yeah, those
I'm
are the honorable mentions that I had.
surprised, Ralph. He has a song on Thugger's album,
Yep, and
Ecstasy.
Gunna. Oh,
I can't believe you didn't take
I was
that.
so close
I
to
thought
taking
you
Ecstasy, but I was like, you know what? Like I can't just
And
it
then
would have been too
also one
obvious,
with
you know?
ES. Yeah, there's also one with ESTG. An absolute. I think it's called "Not Shoot at Myself," where he just goes absolutely off. The rappers. Oh, also on a completely random note, this is like perfect for this pod. Drake brought out MGK last night.
He
I don't
did?
know if you saw that, Ralph. Yeah,
Yep.
he's like from Cleveland's own day one, a day one brother. You need like. Number one Gunna, like MGK was there. It must have been, was the show in Cleveland,
Yep,
Ralph?
him and J. Cole. Yeah. Big as
Yeah,
the what?
it was Drake, MGK, and Lil Durk. What a fucking, if Drake respects you, come on.
Yep.
Just fucking, yeah, it was insane.
I would like to say that I started listening to him again this week before Drake brought him out, so I'm not just cultivating to Drake's interests as I usually do. But all right, Terry, you actually have the first wild card pick because you're on the back to back. So go ahead. It's story time, ladies and gentlemen. I'm excited to hear what you got. My wild card pick is going to be like so obvious and just like so insane, but I'm excited to hear what you guys have to say.
I know what Mike and Connor's pick is, and I want to pick it.
I mean, you could take it, but I feel like it's just like
whose story is it?
Connor's point of view.
My experience.
Yeah.
It belongs to Connor. Tara.
I mean, I'm gonna go with a different one because I want Connor to be able to tell the story.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with one time me, Mike, Connor, and Austin Bumbera. Went to an MGK concert, and I had to cosplay as a doctor named Doug Daenerys. The COVID. Yeah, so Austin had a fake vaccination card, as did I think all of us.
Yeah.
And they noticed that his was fake, so I took Austin down the street to get a mask and to make an email. Okay, I made an email. And the doctor's name was Doug Gunnera's. And I sent emails from this Doug Gunnera's Gmail, whatever, to get him into this concert. I am haunted by Doug Gunnera's to this day. Every time I download an app, every time I do something on my computer, the default for some reason is Doug Gunnera's at Gmail. My iPhone calls me Doug Gunnera's. From that night,
and it was get
Austin into the concert with the fake vaccination card, even though we all had fake vaccination cards, I think. Mine wasn't fake, but I did, like, illegally fill in the second vaccination.
Yeah, Austin, they came down on Austin hard. Yeah, yours was, what did yours say, Connor? It was the dumbest, like,
mine was, like, very clearly edited in, like, block letters, and a lot of other people had, like, actual signatures. Mine was, like, a very clearly, like, edit text and just type it in. Like, there was no, like, the doctor or anything, and half the time they were like, yep, why not? Like, you're fine.
I remember we went to the den after, and, like, yours just... There was not a single thing filled in, and the girl was like, yeah, you can go. And it was a blank vaccine card.
I was so fucked up that I went up there, and at this time, they didn't even care about
first name,
ID.
Last name.
They didn't care if you were 21, as long as you had your vax card, really.
I was mortified.
I had a clean slate of it, and then I had, like, the edited one with, like, the block letters that I filled in. And I actually just showed her, like, the blank template, like, with nothing on it, like, no name, like, nothing.
So let them on in.
And I was like, oh, my bad. And then I swiped to the right and then showed her, like, the edited one. She was like,
yeah. What? And she was like,
dude, you just showed me that it's fake. But, like, it's honestly, it's like 1 a.m. It's fine.
Yeah, like, some people cared and some didn't. Like, I got my first vaccine and then I filled out the second one while I was at Saddle Ranch because I wanted to go in so bad. But yeah, Doug Gunnera still haunts me to this day.
Did you come up with that name?
5K run with Austin to go to the CVS to get a mask and to fake being a doctor.
Who came up with that name? Was that auto generated or did you just like Doug Gunnera?
I was so hammered. I was like, Doug.
I use that alias here and there.
I have an alias that you can use for your next fake doctor. My first fake ID, it was my picture. I was from Arkansas and my name was Johnny Toenails. And my middle name was H.
No, it wasn't.
Wow.
Oh, swear to God. Yeah, for Johnny and H.
Why would you make your fake ID the last name Toenails? Because that's, like, obvious.
Well, nobody looks at the actual name itself. They look at the photo, and then they look at the birthday, and they're like, all right, you're in. I think my dad probably has it right now, actually. But, yeah, Johnny H. Toenails, and the middle name H was for Has. So I was Johnny Has Toenails. Yeah, it kicked ass. I never got busted with it. It looked good. It looked better than the one that I have right now. All right, Mikey, you have a wild card pick. Go ahead, baby. It's your floor. Right.
So, I have to tell the story of the day I met the god, the king, the blonde Don. So there was, you know, start from the beginning, you know? This is my – I love telling stories. We get wind of a little Jaden concert. So Jaden Hostler, Ralph, this is
Stassi's
I mean, me
boyfriend.
and Tara are pretty much, yeah, me and Tara are, he's a mini MGK. I mean,
So
Connor
good.
even loves that album. Like absolute bangers with Wannabe and I don't even know what was that song.
Brain
What's the
dead?
banger,
Wannabe,
Connor?
like,
That
isn't even the
Brain
best song
Dead.
off
Oh
the
my
album.
God, there's Brain Dead.
Brain dead.
Yeah, Mini MGK, great artist. He's
Stay on
playing in
track. You got it.
LA
You
at
got it. Yep.
yeah, he's playing in LA at the Roxy. And so me and Tara get tickets. Obviously, we're fired up. We're with, I think, Pablo, a couple of your friends. We go to Saddle Ranch before just to get hammered on these ranch punches. And we get wind. People are like, you know, rumors like, oh, like they're sound testing Wannabe, which is the one song he has with MGK. So we go into the Jaden concert. We fucking go there. We rock out, have an absolute blast. Nothing was ever played. Wannabe was never played. The lights are going down. Jaden runs back out into the stage, and he's like, "Oh yeah, I forgot. Like I got one more, you know, one more surprise." And then I look to my left, and it's fucking him, man. And he is like maybe 20 feet away from me. This motherfucker's in Doc Martens, and he's already 6'5". So this dude's like the Slim Reaper. He's like up here. He hops on the stage, just rips Wannabe, which is like the one of the craziest, like one of his best songs with Jaden, just crazy screaming punk rock. He like smashes a guitar and like the place goes absolutely fucking nuts and like the concert's over. Meanwhile, Tara is like, get it, 'cause Tara knows Jaden, 'cause she's fucking just that cool. And she's like, hey, like Jaden, like there's a little after party upstairs, like in the green room. Like and Tara goes right up. I go to the bouncer. The guy's like, yeah, you can fucking kick rocks. Like you're a nobody. I'm like, listen, man, like how much do you want to like just get me up in the room? He's like, if you can give me $300, like I'll let you up. So I go right to an ATM, take out 300, give it to him, go up there. I go up there, Tara's up there dancing, Jaden's up there, I dap him up, I'm like, bro, you absolutely killed it. Keep doing what you're doing, like you're the man. And I see fucking no shit in the table in the corner. You see MGK and Megan. Megan's got the little, she always wears that fuzzy bucket hat that she's always in. I'm freaking out. Tara's freaking out. I'm slamming as many drinks as possible just to be cool. I go to the bathroom. There's this guy, Slim, that has been in his videos since literally day one. Since there's this, the first pretty much song he ever made is called Chip Off the Block, like 12 years ago. I'm in the bathroom taking a piss, and I look to him like, yo, what's up, man? Like, you know, I know you probably get this all the time. Like, I've been following you guys since like Chip Off the Block. Like, I remember those videos you did with the mac and cheese when we spelled out fuck you. And he's like, oh shit, like, no way. He's like, what's your name, bro? I dap him up, become friends with him a little bit. And then that kind of gets me in like one layer of security to where like they're at this table, but I can't get to the table, but I see them sitting there. And then the funniest part is they go to leave. So MGK and Megan get up to leave. And I'm like, just fully like, you know, this is it. This is do or die. You might never get this chance ever again. You know, look at my wrist. You'll be dead soon. I'm like, I have to go at least try. The funniest part is I run up to him right before the door and I tap him on the shoulder twice and he does not turn around. So I like take a deep breath in, a deep breath out and tap him like 8 times on the shoulder. Dude, he turns around. He's got the hood on. I'm like looking up. This motherfucker's like 6'8" with the Doc Martens on. Megan's like 5'1", like at my like nipple. And this dude's like up in the sky. And I literally just tell him I love him. He turns around like, bro, I fucking love you, man. I had to say what's up. Dap him up. I was like, keep doing your thing. I fucking listen to everything you put out for the past like 11, 12 years. Like, seriously, you mean the world, man. Keep doing your thing, brother. I fucking love you. Have a great ass night. And then he was like, bro, he's like, thanks, my man. Dapped him up, like gave him a little hug, like a little half dap hug. And
Little
then
kiss
him
on
and
the
Megan
cheek.
went out the back door down the street. And I literally, that moment in my mind is like blurry. I was in a dream state. I was literally in a dream state. And then I remember I walked back over to Tara and she's like, oh, she's like, don't even. She's like, I saw the whole thing. Like, and I was just in a dream state. I think I just went home that night and just like hovered above my pillow. And yeah, I could have died. God could have struck me down right there, and I would have died happy, man. He'll never remember me. Maybe I'll meet him again in the near future. But God, There's few people I want to meet in this world, maybe Billy Joel, Ray Lewis, and MGK. And I got one of them that night, and
I think about that
that's the
night
story.
so often because,
I do
like, I
too.
know what it's like to be with somebody from day
Every time he
one.
jerks off.
And it makes me so emotional thinking about like how you met him, and like it sends, I think about it all the time, and
Yeah,
I'm
it
so
was,
happy for
and
you.
that's thanks to you, Tara. That's fucking getting me into the fucking. Jaden was up there,
That
and
was
that kid's
fun
the
though,
boy
getting up
too.
there.
Yeah, that was, and that kid, he's like, I mean, he's gonna be like, he could be just as big as MGK in a couple of years, and he absolutely like, I remember that show. He murdered it, like
Have you
killed
heard
it.
Elevated Heartbreak?
Yes,
Oh my God.
that's like recent, right?
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah, no, I think I've, yeah. And he, because he put out something new recently too, and yeah, he's like right in track with MGK, that kind of punk rock, and he's really good.
Yeah,
And
I'm
that
so
kid was
happy for you.
nothing, yeah, that kid was nothing but friendly. Like I went up to him, said hi, said what's up, talked to him for like 30 seconds,
That's
and
so
then
sweet.
yeah, just to fucking dap him up, man. And Megan was like, oh, she was so
And your
hot,
little
just with
fuzzy
her.
hat.
I know, I was like, and like this is the girl. Like I didn't want to talk to her because she's looking right at me. And I didn't want to be like, I jerked off to you in Transformers. Like that almost came out of my mouth. But like this is the fact that I didn't even like re like I didn't even care the slight. I mean, I love you, Megan. But like I was, this is just like my meeting Jesus Christ for me. And yeah, I'll never forget that, man. So
That leads perfectly into my
yeah.
pick. I mean, yeah, I'm
Who's the
drafting the
guy?
fact that he bagged the girl that bent over the hood that was popped open in Transformers. Like every single
I hear my
boy.
dad and my boyfriend talk about that scene at Boa Steakhouse.
I mean,
And I want
Jesus. I mean, just like greased up legs. Like obviously, like just like the. I mean, she was like, you know, the Sydney Sweeney of her time in a lot of ways. I think even like at a
Yeah.
higher echelon now because like.
Higher level.
Because like back
She
then,
was
like we only had
so
so much
hot
culture
in
to
that movie.
consume, so many movies to see in a theater, so many things to watch on Netflix, Hulu, etc. And now, like you know, Sydney Sweeney has to compete with all these other people, but like she was the one. And you know, that's one of the days I became a man. Like just puberty hit you right in that instant, sitting in that movie theater. You're like, wait, like people are allowed to look like that? Like I'm glad I'm alive during this time period. I can't imagine being alive during a time where you couldn't show that much skin in a
I
PG-13
say that
movie
all the
starring Shia
time.
LaBeouf.
Before Megan
Like,
Fox was,
oh my
yeah,
God, dude.
alive.
Yeah. So the fact that he's with her and you know, I know that he's handsome. I know that girls find him attractive, but he's not like, you know, 1995 Brad Pitt. So like it gives me
He's
a
so
little bit of hope.
cute.
I know he's gorgeous, Tara.
Yeah,
I get
he's
it, but
right
he's
down Megan's alley too. Just like bad boy, just like
and
you
I'm
know that
not
they
down
have the
her alley at
craziest
all.
sex, bro. Like the craziest shit of
I'm sure you
they're
think about
probably
it
beating
all
each
the
other
time.
up,
Yeah.
going nuts.
I mean, he has a vial, he has her vial of blood around his neck and she has his. That is
Yeah.
insane. So,
This
you
is
know, yeah, they're
the
definitely doing some
thing.
kinky shit. Oh,
Oh,
there's the
there's the
paint. Oh,
painting.
that's actually like
There's the
fucking good.
poster.
I
Wow. No,
traced
she
that.
killed it.
And then
Doesn't
I
matter
just
if you
like
trace it. It's
wrote.
still, yeah, that's pretty sick. You'll have to get a picture
Said
of
all the
that. We'll
lyrics.
post it to the page because, yeah, that's actually
I was
dope. So,
manic.
yeah, get a
Yeah, I was
dope
being
ass pick.
manic.
All right, Connor, what's the word,
Oh,
man?
yes.
You got a story
I'm
for us? They
very
saved it
excited
for
for
you,
this
dude.
one.
You gotta live up to the hype.
I mean, this is pretty much just like my worst MGK experience, I guess. If I mean, there's really,
Worst.
there's
Wow.
really no
Here we
other way to
go.
say it. And I mean, it's kind of hard to have a bad time, you know, when you're going to an MGK concert because he's pretty lit and he's doing all
It was
these,
bad.
you know, cool things. But I think, you know, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think this was a time where he was in LA for like a week, you know, doing like, we went to like three shows in like 4 days or something crazy like that. And
Best
I had a
week of my life,
blast.
you're right.
I had a blast the first one. And I don't think I was like really feeling like going like again the next day. You guys were like amped up. You're like, let's just do it again. Like, let's go. I was like, fuck. Like, all right. Like,
Connor's
let's
not
run it
into the
back.
two
Let's
day
run
in a
it
row
back.
thing.
Let's go hear the same songs. So I'm already kind of in a mood where I'm like, oh, dude, like I was just here yesterday. Like I don't even know if like I don't want to be here. So we get there. We're all and I forget who else was with us. It was me. I mean, obviously us three. A guy that
It
will
was
be named
Kurt and Austin
Kurt
were there.
Austin, and Kurt and Austin maybe. Yeah. And I remember we were all like the concessions and we had bought general admission tickets, and Mike's plan every single concert is not to sit GA. He's sneaking in the front whether you like it or not. Really?
Well, we had seats. GA is pit.
Well, we had seats. Whatever.
Yeah, but
it wasn't the front section or where you wanted to be. You don't really want to be sitting down at the MGK concert. It's not like super lit. So we're at the concession stand, and Mike, Austin, and Kurt, they're consistently looking at the rope to see if the security guards look in so if they can run through. I don't remember exactly what I was doing. I think I turned away for 2 seconds. I look back, they're gone. The boys are gone.
It's a quick window. So you gotta be fast.
Very quickly it happened. I was like, oh, I'm gonna go to the MGK concert with the boys, whatever. And then everyone's gone, and it's me, Tara, and this guy. So I was like, all right, fuck. I guess it'll still be fun. I'll just hang out with them, right? It'll be chill. Immediately, I'm getting text messages we're in the front, we're basically touching it, we're right there. The helicopter's right over our head. So I'm already jealous. But I'm like, all right, fuck it. Let's just go to our seats. I mean, probably 30 seconds into we get to our seats. I look over to my right. Tara and the guy start just going in. And it was it was funny because I was sitting there and it's these aren't romantic songs necessarily. He's rocking out on stage. Everyone's whatever. And I look over and they're just they're just all over each other.
And it was quiet.
So I'm just sitting here
It was at the Hollywood Bowl. There's no speakers. Connor, do you remember? It was so quiet.
Loud in the front. Let me tell you. Wild in the front.
Somewhere in the back section. Just pretty much just jamming out with myself. And I guess the one silver lining was there was this little kid in front of us. I mean, literally the epitome of MVP. I mean, he was 8 years old. I think he had a cutoff with a mohawk. He might have had a drumstick in his hand. He was the next coming of MGK. And I remember just kind of handing off with this kid. I was like, you're the next MGK kid. I was just trying to have fun with this guy. But that was pretty much the worst experience with MGK, just rocking out by myself.
Yeah.
Tearing this guy making out to the right. I look over, I'm singing along, and they're just making out. I'm like, okay, yeah, it's okay. Okay. So, not too much.
I remember sneaking in, me, Kurt, and Austin. There was that couple years where I just got on a kick. I don't know if you remember this, Tara, but I snuck into the Roxy when he played.
You went upstairs.
I have the nastiest sneak in, bro. I am silky smooth when it comes to sneaking in places, and I see that the security guard is kind of slacking, and there's this little break in the sheet, the curtain, and I tell Kurt, and Kurt's usually on that type of shit with me. He's usually down to break some rules, and I go, "Yo, when he looks right, you just follow me, just follow me, just follow me." And we sneak right in. We somehow get me, Kurt, and Austin. And Austin dapped him up. I mean, we were the front row. He was about 10 feet from us the whole show. And I remember, trying to text Connor. I was like, man, if you can somehow pull this off. And, Connor usually doesn't want to fucking – he's just –
Connor
like,
was not
like,
having
this. Yeah, I don't – yeah, he just – he's not – I just love doing that shit. And it's some people, don't fucking – because it's – because you might get yelled at. I've gotten yelled at a million times.
Yeah, that was a horrible concert.
Mike breaks rules all the time. All the time he's breaking rules left and right. And I'm like, let's not break every single rule this time. And then Nick, I look over and Mike's hopping.
I hate getting in trouble. Whenever I used to talk about Mike, I would say he is so good at sneaking into places. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I
what a reputation you have.
Very good. Yeah, I mean, because Tara would also bring me to these parties, the Ian Dior party. I mean, dude, she gets in, and, the thing is, L.A., even if you're on the list, man, if you don't have, 10 girls, they're just going to tell you to fuck off.
It's really
awful. And I had to jump this, 10-foot fence. Those are the things I'll just remember forever. Because one day I'll be invited to those parties, and I'll wish that I still had to use the fun way to get in and jump the fence of the neighbor's house and sneak over. And it makes for good stories to tell on podcasts with my friend. But I used to love to sneak in anywhere and fucking, I just remember looking back And because we're up front, I remember looking back, finding Tara and Connor just way, like, just 40 rows back. And Connor's just looking out, just like, they're together. And Connor's just looking straight forward, just kind of like, just not having
It was
fun,
bad.
but just, it's
No, it
like
was
there.
bad. Because, like, listen, that was at the Hollywood.
Yes.
Listen, that was
Yeah,
at the
the
Hollywood
bowl.
Bowl. And Connor, do you remember there was like no speakers back there? So it was like
Oh,
quiet
Connor
because I remember
remembers.
we made it for like Jaden's like last two songs because he was opening for MGK. And it was so quiet. Like if you sang, you could
Yep.
hear yourself. It was that
That's
quiet.
weird.
And
Yeah.
Connor was standing next to me and this guy making out the entire time in like silence because
Terrible.
it was so quiet back there. I was like, oh my God, this poor Connor. I kept looking over. I was like, oh, you poor thing. Like, because I know
You
how
know,
tight
I was like singing
the people
along.
would
I
be
thought,
down there right now, right?
like I'm thinking they're singing along next to me for the longest
Connor thought we
time.
were in
Like
this
we all
together.
sing along, having fun, and they're like totally not even like paying attention to the music. I look over, I'm just like, this sucks, this blows.
Yeah.
Yeah, just not good.
But the Dallas concert, oh my God.
Oh yeah, we could talk about that too. So me and Connor, well, Connor was knocking working in Dallas. I was working in Jersey, and Tara was obviously living in LA. MGK, we saw MGK, I think, 4 times that year, and we all flew to Dallas to go to this MGK concert in Dallas. And I mean, what a day. Remember that pool, Connor? We're up at the pool,
Where
we're
the W
slamming this whole
the pump.
bottle of, yeah,
Mike
we're at the
was
W.
so daddy that day. He was like, I got it. He bought a bottle of vodka at the pool.
That's a good look for me.
I said, take it. Let's go. That
Good
was
look for
great.
me. Yeah, we bought the little bottle. We fucking got hammered. Jordy was there. Oh my God, remember Sammy? Shout out Sammy. God, I don't
Oh
even
my
know her
God, I love
last name,
her.
man. Sammy's,
Who's
yeah, that's
Sammy? Was
a tough
there?
look for me. Sammy,
Who's
remember the
Sammy?
girl that you picked up from the airport? Fucking Sammy. The Dallas girl, the
Oh.
bottle girl.
Oh yeah, Sammy.
She's so beautiful.
And so Silly was, yeah, Silly was there. And then we
Silly was
go to
there.
the arena where the fucking
Right
Mavericks
across the
play.
street from our hotel.
Yeah, we walk from the W and just, I mean, blow the fucking, he blows the roof off that place. We go to Bottle Blonde after, go absolutely nuts. I think me and
Mike.
Connor fucking knocked that day. Oh yeah, that was the day that well, I can't even talk about that. It's a whole
Yeah,
different story.
and
But
Prestavallo
I took an
and
Adderall that
Fluffy.
day. I never take Adderall. I took an Adderall that day because it was like my birthday week.
Oh
So I
yeah,
was
we
like, oh,
gave
whatever.
Tara
I'll
an Addy.
Yeah, I took
Just
an
Tara
Adderall and I'm at the MGK concert
talking.
talking away. I was like, I just need to walk up to every single person in the show and talk. And I actually got like frustrated when MGK came on stage because I was talking to so many people. But then he came out on the helicopter
It'll
and I
do it to
bawled
you.
my eyes
You're
out.
like, MGK's at the
Yeah,
Tara
Adderall will do
concert? What
that.
the fuck is going on right now? I thought MGK knew
I
this was
couldn't
a
believe it.
Tara
I literally couldn't
podcast.
believe it. I couldn't believe
Yeah.
it.
Well, that's
Yeah,
beautiful.
that
I'm
was a
very happy
fucking.
for you.
We have
I mean,
so
I feel bad
many
for Connor in that moment.
concerts.
I mean, that's a that's a
That was a bad time.
I wish I was there for you, Connor. If I would have been there with you, we could have deleted
I
Topo
had
Chico's
nobody was
together.
there for me that day, but it's okay. We
Just the
moved
eight
past
year
it.
old,
Kind of,
the
yeah.
8 year old
We
that
had
you're like,
fun
you're
at
the next
every other
MGK,
concert
man.
besides that.
No, I mean we've been to a ton of them. I think we went to like did we go to the one at Waste Management at the Bird's Nest too? Is that the other
Yeah,
one you
that's
did?
another one. Yeah, dude, he played. God, I fucking love this dude. Yeah, he played at the Waste Management last year.
But that
Like
was the night that I was
what?
sick.
It's literally the best weekend of my fucking life, man. Like the
Yeah.
tournament, I'm going crazy, having a
That was crazy.
blast with the boys, girls everywhere, and then fucking I just get to see fucking MGK. Remember, oh, Andre was there too. Remember Andre on top of the thing going nuts? I don't remember if that was when
Andre.
Tara was fucking yeah, it was
Is that when
just
we pre-gamed at
yeah,
Tara's
he
aunt's house? Yeah.
yes,
That
and
was
she I
sick.
don't think she ever found out
Oh,
that like we had people over.
that's lit.
Yeah, that was
That was the night like
wild.
we were at Waste Management and I was screaming at, well, not screaming, but I was yelling at my boyfriend at the time, begging him to get a job.
Yeah,
Begging.
but
Be I was like, I don't care
great
if you work at
concert.
Taco Bell, you need to get a job.
Just get a
Shout out,
job.
Brandon.
Because I was
Love
like,
you,
there's
kid,
no
but
reason that
yeah,
Mike's friends are buying me drinks right now and I have to buy your drinks because you don't have a
my
job.
friends got it like that though.
Yeah, you know this.
We
Come on.
kind of we fooling.
All right, beautiful.
Not that's like you, Mrs. Beverly Hills, but
yeah,
we got a decent amount of
yeah. And then we went to my aunt's house and threw down, and I got mad at Mike, and I don't remember why I got mad at Mike. Do you remember that, Mike?
What?
I got mad at you.
You got mad at me?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't remember why. I remember your aunt's house though.
We argued, and I only remember
the couch at that house. Sorry about that.
All right, here we go. Okay, Tara, Connor, Mike, thank you for joining the MGK Song Draft, which turned into Mike's fuck fest there at the end on Tara's aunt's couch.
I'm never going to get a girlfriend, man, for Christ's sake.
We're screwed.
Oh, I hope
you guys have fun. Anymore, if you're listening and...
Yeah, now he's a humble servant to women, yes.
I do. I'm a man of God.
He has makeup wipes in his bathroom, but they're for him.
But I did have a heyday. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, yeah. We've all had our heydays, and we're all, you know, very loyal men now. Thank you guys for listening. We love you. We appreciate you. This has been a ton of fun. You guys are great. Connor and Tara, I would love to do another one of these with these.
Yeah, let's of do these Kid with LaRoy. You guys.
Thanks for having me, man. The pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Dude, Kid LaRoy in 2033 is going to blow up. I can't wait. But no, we'll find another artist to talk about. We'll find another topic to get you guys on because, yeah, you guys both belong on this pod. That's for sure. You guys fit in perfectly with us. But yeah, this has been a blast. Cerrone, you got any closing thoughts before we get out of here? You want to say goodbye to your loved ones?
Yeah, fucking love you boys, or love you guys and Tara. Yes, it was fucking awesome. I will do this. If we ever just want to do a redraft, anything MGK-wise.
Redraft.
I mean, we're going to – so I'll say this. I'll leave this in – you know, I'll float this in the air. Very simply, the album is coming.
It is. We'll recap the album.
Coming. I would love to do an album. A little album draft, not per song. I would love to, when the album drops, it's going to get everything swirling. Let's just draft album by album, which is honestly might even be harder.
Wow.
We've actually been teasing, not an album draft, but a
top three. We each go through our top three, like we did with Drake.
Yeah, we've been talking about this. I think this is a good strategy for it. But like, there's a great podcast called The Rewatchables where they select movies from all throughout the course of history. And they break them down into categories and they talk about the movies. I want to do that with albums because I don't know if you guys know this, but the year 2024 is the 10-year anniversary for so many amazing albums. Like Faces by Mac Miller came out 10 years ago this year, which is insane to me. Like, I remember downloading that on DatPiff. You had to build a sandwich on his website to download the album, like digitally build a sandwich. Insane. But there's so many albums for like that are coming up this year that's celebrating 5-year or 10-year anniversaries. I mean, it's so weird to think that 2019 was 5 years ago. That's like the year Once Upon a Time in Hollywood came out.
Can you have me on again?
Yes, 100%, Tara. Absolutely.
Yes.
Connor, you belong on here. Tara, you belong on here. We loved you guys.
Mike's iconic moment was on this podcast, correct?
Which one?
When you were asking about Drake and if he like levels up to MGK in Mike's mind. And
that was,
I'm going to be honest, no.
Yes, it was. It was. I meant to mention that earlier, actually. I was like, you know, does he stack up to MGK? I was like leading him for like a big shebang. Like, yes, he's better than MGK in my mind. And he was like, to be honest,
no. The pause.
Yeah.
The pause. And then he was like,
I stay true to yourself. The only thing you got in this world is your balls and your word. Jay-Z said that.
Beautiful. Great way to end.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you guys for listening.
Love everybody.
We love you. We will see you on the other side. Peace out.